escalated. I'm in your mind like fine wine. I know you crave it. I'm a mastermind. Man, fucking mastermind. Forever faded in your mind, escalated. I'm in your mind like fine wine. I know you crave
it. Hey, Aiko. What are you doing?
We're about to start the world's most regular podcast. Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most regular podcast. My name is Aiko the Rain Man. I'm joined today by John Roy Baca, Brandon, or aka Buster Hyman. We can't call you Brandon because we
Brandon
have
with an A.
The third name is Brandon. Not Brandon. That's why it's Brendan.
Brendan.
Fucking
Brazilian shit. And we're joined here today by Brendan or Brandon.
Brandon.
See the difference?
We're calling
Brendan. Brandon.
Well, yeah, his parents knew how to spell his name.
No.
Fields. We're calling him Fields, the man of the area. He owns a lot of fields.
Of the area.
I don't know.
You mean the hour?
No.
It sounds like something. Why you in the army, like Captain Fields, or like?
Yeah, he's like he's
Sergeant Fields.
He's in charge of a field.
Lieutenant Fields.
What kind of field are you in charge of, sir?
No,
you're allowed to say racist things on this podcast.
Say whatever you want.
A lot of people worked on it and wasn't paid very well.
true.
He'll edit out whatever is inappropriate later.
Now, might as well get the first black guy joke out of the way. Whoa! Just kidding. So, we're going to start today.
We love black people.
We love black people. Regular podcast is actually brought to you by KFC. And
Captain
Popeyes.
America, our favorite black guy of the moment.
Oh, actually, he just called it. Number one. On the Edigawa report, they are called the Avengers, the politically correct Avengers.
Oh, is that what it's called?
And Iron Man has been changed, Captain America has been changed, Thor had a sex change, who else?
I just want to say this because I've been saving this joke for a long time. She's a sight for Thor us.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's the last episode. John Roy Baca will be on the podcast. We will not be having.
I thought it was
anymore.
A good fun.
Tough crowd.
Let me say something. Remember how a couple podcasts back I said that? Well, you don't remember, but they'll remember that I said Falcon was gonna get his own thing or whatever. Remember when I told you guys that?
You mean Harvey Birdman?
No. I had said, I'm like, oh, remember the guy from Captain America 2, the guy who had the wings?
Oh, Falcon,
he's getting his
yeah.
own thing, and you guys are like, no, he's not. Who gives a shit?
I thought you
guys
like feel. You didn't say he was the new Captain America.
I didn't know that was going to be. I just knew something big was going to happen with him. That's what I heard. And then you guys were like, nah, it's not going to happen.
You
he's
said
fucking...
that he was going to get his own
yeah.
movie.
A Falcon movie?
That's
really?
Not what I said. I didn't say a Falcon movie. We can go back to that podcast in the middle of this podcast.
No, I'd rather
Conception,
not, like
and show you guys.
Whoa,
right
yo, wait, hold on. Did he just Podception us?
I just Podception you guys.
Damn.
Son.
That's the first. Oh, yeah, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, before
let's
even
talk about how Captain America is black, though.
Hold on. Before we get to that, today is actually the anniversary, somewhat of an anniversary, special edition version of podcast.
Really?
Regular. Because today is the 10th episode. 10 weeks we've been doing this. So the next time we will celebrate a milestone is when we hit 50. So, everyone, cheers. And,
light one because I don't want to break it.
Yeah. 10 episodes, 10 weeks of us talking about things that are pretty regular. Alright, so we might as well start things off with once was and forever will be the Edigawa report. So,
regular indeed.
Let me explain. I thought I brought up the correct news story here, but the Avengers have been switched up. They're a little bit more politically correct, as the internet was saying. The Falcon is now the new Captain America. What happened to Captain? Did he die again?
No. What's going on here is Marvel is being more inclusive. Like, they realize that, like, they can have more readers. Like, just the publicity they've got on social media alone from making Thor a woman, like, they're gonna sell more issues.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, and in retrospect, I think we'll see that DC ends up doing
the same thing.
And
they
sort of reinventing their characters more. And, like, when they first came out with the Amazing Spider-Man movie, they were talking about doing, what's his name?
Miles Morales.
No, Community. Donald...
Glover. That was never true, though.
He auditioned for the part.
No. What happened was, he was on... He tells us in the stand-up, he goes, man, the funniest thing that happened to me is when the internet thought I was playing Spider-Man. And he was on Reddit, and he was doing, like, a fan, like people were just asking him questions. And then someone was just like, hey, would you play Spider-Man in a new Spider-Man movie? And he's just like, hell yeah, I would. And then from there, it blew up. And then everyone was like, yo, Donald Glover's playing Spider-Man. Half the internet was just like, oh, fuck. Like, all right, hang this
either way, that shit would have been rad as fuck.
It would have been.
I'm totally behind it.
As long as he raps, it's fine.
Can I say something that I'm gonna get shit for? I don't like.
No.
I don't like Childish Gambino.
I'm a big Gambino fan.
I'm sorry.
I went to LA to see him live.
Here's the thing though. When John started to bump Gambino, Derek picked up off of it and started to bump it too. And I couldn't get into him. I was like, dude, I don't like his voice. I don't know what it was.
I don't know.
But I started.
Metaphors though.
Yeah.
I think I yeah, my friend, I think it was Brian who showed up, who pulled up like his stand up and just some of his songs. Like, I can't remember the one that I'm thinking about. It's like one where he's like in like a big room and then he is like it just keeps zooming in the whole time. I don't know. But yeah, I just started listening to him. He's dope. He could sing. He's crazy. Mm. Wait, we're talking about the Avengers here. Donald Glover segue.
Donald Glover was on regular. Show,
yeah.
So he should come on regular.
Donald Glover. Wait,
he was on regular show.
Yeah.
What episode?
Tyler Creator. Him.
Oh,
Kid
he
was, Cudi
in was
on the episode.
I didn't know you. I know what episode you're talking about.
Yeah, he was the main guy.
Donald Glover. If you're listening to this, follow
Tyler
me.
He was also on Sesame Street. So you know,
was he?
Get at me, dog, on Twitter. Childish Gambino, if you're listening.
No, the reason why I was saying that is because he's going to be on regular podcast soon, as everyone knows. So.
Everybody tweet at Donald Glover, see if we could get him on an episode of regular podcast.
Let's see how that works.
So yeah, here's the thing, though, about this. I don't like when they make a character we already know black for the sake of making him black.
No, there's background for it, though.
No, let me explain.
He's a president.
I like... All right. What I don't like is, like, the new, in the new 52, the Flash is, what's it called? The second Flash. Who was the,
Barry Allen.
It was, well, technically the third Flash, but. Wally is now, a black guy.
Did you say it?
He said it. Oh. Wally West is now a black guy, which I don't like. Because if you're going to make the Flash black, why don't just create a brand new character that is... has his own origin story, and he basically just for the sake of like, well, let's please the African American crowd just by making a popular character
DC's
black.
DC's always so
ham-handed. Why don't we create on a brand new Flash?
That's the thing, though.
That's
DC's
thing.
Always so ham-handed about that shit. Like, they don't, because they're trying to pander to people, but they don't understand, like, why it can have value or why it's important. Whereas when Marvel handles it, like, they've always been ahead of DC, like, in terms of story.
I don't think so.
Especially, like, in the early days of comics, like, late 60s, early 70s, when Marvel really took off, was because they started making characters that people could relate to.
See, like, the whole thing with the Falcon, him, a black guy taking over, like, he was already his own character. They didn't just, like, have, like, a Peter Parker.
There was a storyline in Captain America, it's called, like, Red, White, and Black or something, and it's like where there's a black Captain America, and it's like in an alternate sort of reality, and it in one where instead of Steve Rogers, the blue-eyed white guy, being the main character, it's like one of these dudes who are in the Tuskegee experiment. If you know what that is, basically they gave like a bunch of dudes syphilis, but in the storyline, like, they gave him like super soldier serum and
stuff. Wait a minute, they got a story about you?
Yeah, I heard.
They have a story about Tinder?
And like all of them died off except this one guy, and he becomes like Captain America basically.
Hmm.
And it was I forget the name of the writer, but he's a black guy obviously, and it's more about like
I heard
the
about
way that
this
race impacts the way we think about like freedom or justice in America, and like it's a really really well written story. So.
Well, where you're talking about Marvel is ahead of the game, and they wouldn't do what DC did. Well, they did because they turned Johnny Storm into Black Guy. But then again, I wouldn't even necessarily put that on Marvel, whereas I put that on Fox because they're the ones who are in charge of what they're doing with the properties of Fantastic Four. But I don't know. I mean, I want to see more African American characters. I want to see more cool female characters, even in video games as well. But don't take a character that we already know and then make him a woman or a black guy or an Asian guy. Or
I don't see
just
what
for
the
sake of doing
what
that.
The harm in that is. They do one shots all the time where it's like, oh, like Batman by Gaslight.
Okay.
It's Batman in the fucking Victorian era and he's stopping Jack the Ripper.
But that's different,
like,
though.
No, what's
stop,
the difference?
No, no, he's right.
Because,
no.
Like, One Stop is like, that's not canon. To,
yeah,
like, the Batman storyline.
But that's what he means.
Is,
it's not canon.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that would be, that's okay. I think that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, but no, I agree with you and I agree with you in a way. I don't agree with you in the sense that they should just make a whole new character, like, because like if they wanted to make another character to emulate the Flash, that'd be dumb. They'd be like, why didn't you just make Flash black? Like, why would you make another fast character? Like,
but there's it's the same thing with
also
like
called the most Olympians.
But think about it, like, there's like, just I was reading. Oh, guess what I started reading last night? Forever Evil, the Justice League thing.
No, I want to talk about that fucking book. I read.
Oh yeah! Oh, you save that for the end. That's the topic of the end. Oh my god! I'm so glad you reminded me of that. That's what the topic of the week was. I was reading Forever Evil, and then there was this other Green Lantern that was there. I'm like, that's not John Stewart. His name's Simon something. And I'm like, man, there's another Green Lantern. And then it's like, he has his own comic book story too. It's like there's like five Green Lanterns. They all have their own individual comics.
That's Earth Green Lanterns. There's a million Green
Lanterns. Yeah, I know. But I mean, the ones that have like their own series and stuff like that. So it's like, why not make another Flash? Yeah.
I guess.
So, yeah, I don't know. Wait, so what's up with Thor? Why is he a chick? It's someone else, right? Like his daughter?
It's just Thor, but...
He gave up his... I read it. He didn't find himself worthy enough to wield Mjolnir anymore. The hammer?
Mjolnir.
And, so she took over for some... I don't know why she was chosen, but, like, he did something, or, like, he didn't think he was worthy for some reason. I read
and
about
she
it.
She could lift Mjolnir, so she was the new...
Pretty much, probably. Yeah.
Do you think any of these changes have to do with Disney and their acquisition of Marvel?
Well, Thor's now a Disney princess.
Damn!
Well, her dad is a king.
Yo, you know who else is a princess? Neymar is a princess.
Neymar?
Yeah.
The
soccer player?
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
ballerina princess.
Yeah, I would go with ballerina.
Not a player.
Not a princess.
But in the other sense, I don't agree with it, too, is, like, trying to appeal to more people and, like, I don't know, trying to play, like... I don't know if they're really doing this, but it kind of seems like they're trying to kind of play, like, the race card. Like, trying to, like, oh, you know, we're not racist, let's put a black guy, like...
No, yeah. I don't think it's that. I think it's, like, there's... For so long in comics, like... It's been dominated by, like, mainly, like, white characters.
Exactly.
Like, even in the early days, like, the only black characters were, like, Luke Cage, and they were basically, like, rips out of a blaxploitation movie. like fucking Foxy
Brown. Wasn't Black Panther black, too?
Coolest
yeah,
black
Panther. Literally, his name
is
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
And, like, their whole character is based around their race. It's
yeah,
not
exactly.
Based on, like, oh, this guy's black and he also has superpowers.
But then again, you turn a Flash into a black Flash, and how many jokes are going to come out of that? Come on now. You know what I mean?
It's a matter
of bolts. It's already there.
If you would have made the Flash a woman or an Asian guy or a Spanish guy, their jokes would have came either way.
So now if there's a Jewish Flash, then we can talk.
Yeah. Yeah. That just lies in the heart of people, though.
That's
your
yeah.
interpretation of it. But what they're doing is fine. Like,
coolest black superhero. Also, my favorite. One of my favorites.
Green Lantern.
John
black
Stewart.
Green Lantern.
No. My favorite fucking superhero is black. Not John
Storm.
Stewart. Not his
Storm.
No.
I thought you were talking about his.
Spawn.
Al Simmons.
Oh, yeah, Spawn.
Come
yeah.
on, bro.
Dude, and you guys know Michael J. White, the guy who played Spawn in the movie?
Yeah.
He's such a fucking badass.
He's like a fucking
life.
Karate expert.
No, yeah, he's like a martial arts expert.
Yeah.
Like, a huge
He knows,
one.
Like, he's mastered, like, 12 different styles.
Yeah,
he played
he's
a better
insane.
Jax than he did Spawn, I'll tell you that, though.
Dude, you should see his movie called Blood and Bone.
I was telling him earlier how you think that Mortal Kombat 2 is good.
It's not good by any like movie standards, but
no,
like,
we already talked about this. No,
yeah,
I know.
But I'll explain it to him. Like, if you're watching it as an entertainment movie, like
It follows Mortal Kombat.
Like, not
like
necessarily
that, but I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Is there a storyline of Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, sort of.
There is. No, but you know what I mean, though.
The storyline of
watching
Mortal Kombat.
Watching it
in
Mortal Kombat.
A little flake of the storyline.
It's so fucking.
You have to climb the pillar to get to Goro. That's Mario's storyline.
You gotta free Earthrealm, bro. You gotta protect Earthrealm.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation is, like, an okay movie, like, if you're just watching, like, action scenes. If you're a fan of Mortal Kombat and you watch that movie up until, like, Sonya kills Cyrax, like, that movie is straight action, and then, like, there's, like, a 45-minute just, like, no action, and then shitty CGI with a dragon and some fucking Hydra monster fighting. It didn't even look like that. It just looked like some blobbed up, like, ball of 3D.
Mother, you're alive. Yes, and you.
You.
Admotara.
Me and,
And Jax realized that somehow he's stronger without metal arms.
Yeah.
The strength was within
like, yeah,
all along.
Inside my body, not in my fucking badass metal
arms.
Create power.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. That movie was,
it's a big segue, huh?
But, yeah. Number two on the Eddie Gower Report. Somewhat, continuing on.
You sure you want to read this?
Yeah, it sucks.
Blackout for what?
There is no crossover between the movies, that are being released, in the DC universe. Like Batman vs. Superman and, Man of Steel. They are not going to be in the same universe as the TV show. That has been confirmed by the creators of the TV show, if I'm not mistaken, and some of the writers for the movie. Now, this is
the Flash is in the Justice League movie isn't going to be played by the Flash in...
No.
But didn't they say that it was?
Huh? No.
No.
I mean, there's still a possibility that that could happen because they haven't gotten anywhere near casting the Flash yet.
Well, it's just not the same universe, basically.
Yeah, I mean, wait, what do you mean? They're not going to be in the same universe.
They could still get the guy, but it wouldn't be.
I mean,
they wouldn't be like.
And the reason behind it is
so dumb, dude.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Well, their reasoning was it's separate universe in the film so that the filmmakers can tell a story that's best for film, which makes sense, while we explore something different in a different corner of a DC universe.
I guess they don't want to have any loopholes and shit with the TV show, you know? Like, they don't want to have anything conflicting.
You have to realize it's all being taken over by a corporate machine that is going to, like, try to isolate these certain things for their certain demographics.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's going to be a much longer story in TV, but also some commercials.
That's what I mean when I say Marvel's so much further ahead, because all of their
media
is one body.
They have the Shield. That's the shitty
show. It's
so
bad. How do you make a fucking superhero show boring?
TV shows, dude. I'm talking about their movies. Like, the way that they built the Marvel Universe was patient, and it was, direct. Like, they had an idea, and they executed it. And, like, the payoff, dog, Avengers. Don't tell me that Avengers wasn't one of the most fun-ass movies that you've ever sat
through. When I first watched it, I was like,
okay, but the Avengers was... I didn't feel the same way I felt about the Avengers when I saw Thor, the first Captain America, Iron Man 1 and 2.
But that's
Hulk.
What I mean,
I didn't
though.
Feel any of that.
You have to look at it in the sense that
but those movies
they're parts, they're like intricate parts of a puzzle.
Understand that, but those individual pieces were not fun to me.
But
not that great.
Now they're mastering it, though. Like,
last
Thor movie was good.
Captain
America 2 was sick.
Insane.
All
right. Yeah.
First of all, that was like the only like grade A Marvel movie of recent times that I say is Captain America 2. Thor 2 was okay, but substantially much better than the first one.
The X-Men movie.
But hold on,
even,
how can
that
you
was
say
even
how,
Fox and that shit was dope?
Hold on, even like how can you just first of all on the comics aspect, I think, in my opinion, DC's got Marvel beat. But not only that, they have their animated films, their games, and their movies are somewhat now being worked around. All Marvel has is some okay movies. In my opinion, that they're okay. I love the Avengers, but I didn't feel that way when I walked out of every other movie that led up to that movie. I felt that way when I watched Captain America 2. I was so thrown back by how much I enjoyed that movie.
The movie was raw
as fuck.
You didn't like the whole...
Almost in any corner of the DC universe, they have it nailed. All of DC's animated movies are dope as shit. Son of Batman... Mask of the Red Hood.
Yeah, but like
Batman and
Son of
Superman
Batman
Doomsday.
Was the poorest Frank Miller adaptation that I've ever seen.
Did you watch Son of Batman?
Yeah.
Son of Batman's not it's based on a comic book that came out like a year ago.
Oh no, that was the Grant Morrison story.
Yeah.
With what's her name? Talia al Ghul's son.
Yeah, but to tell you the truth, with like animated movies, not that it, like, it's so much as a cop out, but I mean, how much easier is it to do way more stuff animated than it would be like with the actual movie?
Exactly.
Like I want to see them pull out like when the Justice League movie comes out, I want to see them pull out a quality film like Avengers. You think that's gonna happen?
Yeah, I think it'll be better than Avengers.
I don't think so.
Because they're trying to take a shortcut, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
They're
not
putting
out
the legwork.
They're not.
They're doing the opposite.
Think about it like this.
Marvel did.
Exactly. Think about it like this. Like when I first watched, what was the first movie that did? I'm trying to think of. I'm pretty sure it was either Iron Man 1 or
the first
Incredible
Iron Man
Hulk.
Was fucking sick.
No, yeah, no. I'm saying,
I
like
the first
not even that. Like at the end, after the credits, when they fucking blow your mind away, like what? They're just introducing the other characters. Oh, we found Thor's hammer in the middle of a field, and you're like. Oh shit!
But that was the only good part of the movie.
But
though.
No, and then the Thor movie comes out.
You, 10 minutes of credits.
You like Mortal Kombat Annihilation? Your movie opinion is like invalidated immediately upon entry. Like the
there's not a lot of you laughing. I was joking.
The structure and the way that they did it is so well
it's insane.
Thought out.
To think about how everything ties
now,
in at one point, you know?
No,
and they have to have all these different people on all these different movie sets all collaborating.
Yeah, to make sure everything like
and then
adds
Joss
up.
Whedon, what he did in Avengers, where he brings in all these fucking characters.
I don't know how he did it. I literally don't. When I watch a movie, I'm like, there's no way in hell they're gonna be able to balance each character. How the hell are you gonna have the Hulk as raw as Hawkeye, and somehow they did it. They made Hawkeye raw. They made Black Widow raw.
First
they made
of
fucking
all,
Nick Cage raw.
You're ignoring a lot of things that Mark Ruffalo's character as the Hulk.
That's the only thing.
And Hawkeye
Ruffalo
were severely
was
underplayed.
He was the best Hulk that I've seen on.
Yeah.
Film.
Even though I was, I'm not gonna lie, when I saw, I was like, why the fuck did
they
change
so,
Hulk mid transition? You know what I mean? Like, why they changed? I actually like Edward Norton. Like, I thought he was a decent Hulk. You know, like I kind of
well,
like.
That's just like a contract.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like...
But Mark Ruffalo, dude, he crushed that shit.
No, yeah, he did good.
The hypest moment of the film was where
when he
Tony
was angry.
Like,
yeah.
He's like, so what's your secret? He's like,
I'm
always
angry.
But
then,
and then he just flips into the Hulk and, like...
But that didn't really make sense, because isn't the whole, like, thing about him controlling his anger, then how come he freaks out and turns into the Hulk, like, earlier?
Well, he's able to...
He doesn't, that's because Loki has the mind control device that drives him mad.
Right.
But, like, you know, throughout the whole movie, like, Tony starts fucking with him, like trying to get him pissed off.
Yeah.
And like,
I don't know.
I thought it was
my.
I like Tony Stark's character. Bro.
I will say though
I
knew about all these characters and before, and even more of the DC universe. Where, like, I'm more familiar with these characters. I don't want to wait 10 years before a Justice League movie. Where,
like,
I gotta watch.
They don't
Batman
have any
movie.
Like base.
No. I don't need that. That's what I was telling him recently. He's like, oh, we gotta watch for a Batman movie where you figure out how he becomes Batman all over again, and then at the end of the movie, he looks up in the sky, and then he sees someone fly by. Oh my god, was that Superman? I don't wanna fucking see that shit!
That's a thing.
I wanna see a Batman movie when the new one comes out in 2019 is what they
that's
said.
The
is
thing. 2019? That's what I'm saying. You have no
Five
base.
Years,
like, how are you gonna just bring all the superheroes together without any explanation? Like, how are you gonna like? There's no like.
But those characters
continuation.
Already exist. Those characters already exist.
But not in the movie. People who don't watch comic books, how are you gonna reach people?
I'm pretty sure at this point almost everyone knows how Spider-Man got his powers.
Yeah.
If they relaunch Spider-Man again, they don't have to do the spider bite thing again, okay? Everyone's over. They can start
the
movie
episode,
where, like, I'm fucking Batman, I'll have 5 minutes and be like, this is how I got this my parents'
the
dog.
The first episode
like,
of regular podcast, I said, the first episode of regular podcast, I was like, they should have opened the Amazing Spider-Man, the first one, with Uncle Ben getting killed.
Yeah.
That should have been the first scene in the movie.
10 minutes
like,
of him being Artemis,
like,
Locke, and Love.
I remember
Mary Jane.
45 minutes in the movie.
I'm talking about the newest one, though.
The first Amazing Spider-Man. 45 minutes in the movie. 45 minutes in the movie, I'm like, why is Uncle Ben still alive? Like, what
like
the fuck?
Bro.
Like, no,
a build character.
Well, that,
I hate it.
I don't know how he went from making Facebook to
becoming
Spider-Man.
That movie sucked.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so
they're building.
I love you, Jack.
What? Amazing Spider-Man?
No, it was ass.
That shit was wrong.
It was obnoxious.
It was obnoxious.
Not as bad as the third Tobey Maguire.
Dude, I saw the second one in IMAX in 3D.
No.
And when he's swinging through the city was the hypest shit of all
time. That's fucking great.
The only better scene I've seen in a comic
bullshit.
Book movie.
He's agreeing with you and you're saying,
I know, you two are bullshit. No. I hate you.
The only Brandon I've ever seen in a comic book movie was the Quicksilver scene in X-Men.
Bro, you're gonna tell me you didn't get hype when Hulk fucked Loki's ass up?
Nah, that's bro. Did you see the X-Men movie?
Yeah.
When he goes into and time slows down.
What other part of the movie gave you that impression besides that? And they didn't even give him enough time in the movie. It's like fucking 3 minutes.
It's like
a minute and a half scene where he
goes ham.
Exactly.
Dog, what should have happened for the rest of that movie?
He should have just killed everyone by himself. Yeah. He should have just killed off
the
X-Men
after that, he disappears. It's like, well, why don't you keep using the kid with hyperspeed instead?
Let's use people
who get shot with bullets.
Cleverly throw him away off to the side and let's use people who get shot by bullets. That's a great idea. But no, about the Spider-Man. You know Amazing Spider-Man 2 was the lowest grossing film of all the Spider-Mans that have came out so far?
It was the best one.
Yeah, it was the best one.
Apparently. And then they're literally considering, I'm not even shitting with you, they're considering bringing back Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire. Okay, they're not. Look it up. And Tobey Maguire.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. And I don't know how they would do that. How are you going to just
they're
stop mid- Amazing Spider-Man series to bring back. Look it up.
They're not doing it.
They're considering it. Yes,
no, but they're not going
they don't
to consider
know.
It.
You know why? Because after Amazing Spider-Man 2...
signed for a third movie.
Okay. After Amazing Spider-Man 2, they don't know where to go with it. I was reading about it. The directors are like freaking out because there's... They want to make a Sinister 6 movie.
I read what you read
movie,
and is you're exaggerating that quite a bit.
I'm not exaggerating it at all. You can read it. Look it up right now. I'm telling you.
Three on the Edgar Report.
We're only on three, bro. It's been an hour.
it's
been like
20
minutes.
Hey, it's a conversational podcast, all right? The world's most regular conversational podcast, all right? Number three, Marvel dates 5 untitled movies through 2019. Films will be in addition to already announced Ant-Man and Captain America 3. Presumably, at least some of the titles that will fill these dates have been revealed in Hall H in San Diego a week from tomorrow. We already know Captain America hits on the same day as Batman vs. Superman. This is going to be weird. May 6th. Captain America's going
to
flop.
A lot of stolen tickets for people going from one to the other.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Captain America's going to flop.
Who is he Captain America?
Over Batman vs. Superman. There's no way you're going to do that. I don't
people will
that
see
shit.
One of them walk into the other. There'll be no ticket sales.
Yeah, right? The same thing, yeah.
If that's true, then... I don't know, we could be friends.
Nah, he's not. He's fucking trolling, bro. Come
no,
on.
He's not. He's being serious.
But Batman and Superman movie's gonna be trash.
Bro. You think so?
Affleck?
Shut up. We're not going to.
You're trolling. He's trolling. There's no way.
Batfleck is gonna be the best Batman ever. Alright, so. We have two movies in 2016, two in 2017, three in 2017, two in 2018, and one in 2019. None of them have been dated.
How many does DC
have? None of them have been announced as what they are. No, they're all Marvel.
I know. How many are DC coming out with?
We did the list a few weeks ago. What's it called?
Yeah.
I could tell you one of these movies will probably be Doctor Strange. What else?
Probably a Hulk movie.
They
were talking about
they might do
2017, 2018.
Iron Fist is going to be a Netflix thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's one of their little mini things.
Which I would... Movie. I don't see that as a major motion picture.
A Nova movie?
Yeah, no.
We say Marvel, but at the same time, these movies can possibly be Spider-Man in the X-Men movies as well. I don't know if that's... If it counts, but...
Well, Spider-Man Apocalypse is supposed to be coming... Or, not Spider-Man, what the fuck? X-Men Apocalypse is supposed to be coming out in, like, 2018, 2017. So...
Around 18?
Yeah.
Fucking 4 years from now?
What?
The X-Men Apocalypse.
Well, I mean, already halfway through this year.
No? It's not coming out then. It's coming out,
It's gotta be, like, next summer.
Oh, really?
No. I think it comes out 2016.
Yeah, what am I talking about? What the fuck?
Yeah.
2016 or 2017. It's late.
I don't see that movie coming out in another 2 years, so...
I give it like a year.
It's not coming out next year.
Post-production takes
2016.
They're already starting the movie. Like,
Yeah, but like you get.
It doesn't take 2 years to film a fucking.
No, it'll take about a solid.
It's
gonna
take at least 6 months.
Yeah, it's gonna take at least a.
CGI is gonna be like yeah.
Like a year.
It's gonna be the biggest X-Men movie. It's not coming out until 2016. I can guarantee it. I guarantee it. Number four on the Eddie Gallo report. They're not in order, so we may jump around a little bit. The Shining. You want to watch that movie?
Please don't say it's a reboot. It was a good movie.
Yeah. No, it's a prequel, right?
Yeah, I'm making a prequel.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Whew. All right. Warner Brothers is developing a prequel to Stephen King's horror classic, The Shining, titled Overlook Hotel. And as the studio has hired Mark Ramonek to direct a film with a script from The Walking Dead's ex-showrunner Glenn something. He also worked on the show. Blah blah blah.
The Overlook Hotels in Colorado. I went there with my mom.
The Shining prequel will be based on the unpublished prologue to the novel, which was axed from the book's original 1977 publication from the eyes of the hotel's first owner, Bob T. Watson. The prequel will be set in the turn of the 20th century in the chronicle of the origins of the haunted hotel. The movie is slated to be released in 2015.
No thanks.
Have you ever read the prequel? Short story?
No, it was unpublished.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was like released in public or whatever.
It's going to be bullshit. It's a money grab.
Yep.
I mean, are you surprised? I mean, it was either that or a reboot of the fucking movie. So, which would be...
As long as that Jack Nicholson still.
I don't know what fucking self-respecting filmmaker would ever try to touch a Stanley Kubrick movie. Like,
sit down. What's Stanley Kubrick do besides The Shining?
Full Metal Jacket, 2001: A Space Odyssey, Eyes Wide Shut, Clockwork Orange.
You said Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper.
What?
Oh, they said Cooper. I was like Cooper.
Stanley Kubiak.
What?
Who are you talking about?
Never mind. I thought you were talking about someone else.
I'm talking about the movie director.
No, I thought you were talking about Kubrick.
He directed The Shining.
Yeah. Is that Kubrick?
Stanley Kubrick, yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying Kubiak.
Did I say Kubiak?
Yeah, you just said that. I was like, what the hell is Kubiak?
That's a football coach.
That is true.
I was like, what? That's how I was like, because no, first you said Stanley Cooper, and I was like, Cooper?
Number five on Eddie Gallo. The Crow. Right?
No thanks.
Reboot. Again. The director of that movie, guy, is directing The Ring 3. I didn't even know they're making the third one. Recently. They're making a third
That poster is just a testament to how out of ideas Hollywood is.
Seriously, what the fuck?
I mean, to be fair, we've only been talking about movies that are based upon other adaptations, so.
True. I mean... Did any of you guys ever watch The Ring?
Yeah, the first one I watched. And the Japanese one.
Fuck that.
I watch shitty horror movies.
I don't know who would actually sit through that movie to actually like get the experience. Like after like 10 minutes, I'm like, alright, this is fucking boring.
Okay,
turn off the movie.
You watch the first Ring?
Not the actual Ring, the movie The Ring. Like that haunts them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, alright, like I'm not that intrigued by this. Final Show's not my MO.
The feeling that you get from that movie is the fucking book I just read, but it's 12 hours. Jack was like, this book is so amazing, it changed my life. It's called Every Sigh the End, a novel about zombies. And like,
The
first half is tolerable. Like, it's funny and like... you're like, where is this going? And then for like three quarters the way through the book, it gets like super like interesting and like weird and creepy. And then the end of the book, nothing happens. Literally, like nothing happens. It's like they give you all these questions, like this guy's like being followed by people with cameras who are filming him, like being attacked by these zombies, and his dad's somehow a part of the scheme. And then like the book's just over. Like, it doesn't explain why
it's
or how any of this shit happened.
It's not anticlimactic at all.
It's the worst.
Well, hold on.
Like, literally, I put the book down and just fucking stared at it malevolently for, like, 10 minutes. Like, imagining different ways I could destroy it.
Were you telling him you said it was amazing?
No,
like,
it's
would,
my favorite book of all time.
Didn't know if I wanted
so
to light
weird.
It on fire, like, douse it in gasoline and light it on fire, or...
I hated the ending, but not because I hated it. It's just...
The book doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It, no, it doesn't. It kind of leaves you to interpret what the fuck happens at the end, and I have to reread it again.
That's a nice way to put it. Yeah.
What if they just like read the book? They're like,
hold on,
I don't know what's
due
for the end.
Hold on. Boom. Because this, we cut real early to topic of the week because we're not going to tread on this later. But
oh, that's topic.
That was one of them. The ending. What's it called? Doesn't. Fuck, the ending of that book is completely wiped from my mind. Like, it's just... He starts to...
Basically, this kid is seeing visions from the future, and it's alternating between narratives between him in 2000 and 2005. And at the end, it's just like... It goes back to the year 2000, and it's like his dad is like, oh, well, you're going to have to deal with this later. No, I'm drinking my beer. But he's like, you're going to have to deal with this later. And the kid is like, oh...
Motherfucker took
okay. And then the book is over.
Dude, that sucks. I'd be pissed. That, like, rob your experience of like 12 hours. Could have done something. You could have fucking like found the cure for cancer. But
shouts
not,
out
you read
to,
that
shouts
book.
Out to my boy Johnny Baca though, because like he came into my room after I just smoked him out on the bowl, and I just got home. Where did I get? It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah. I went out and... Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that on podcast. I just got home from someone's house, and he's still up, and he's finishing reading something. And I'm like, oh, what's up? I had a pack of bowl before I go to sleep. Go in his room. It's my homie. He's always smoking me out. Here you go. I go back in my room. Second later, I get a knock. That was yours, and you took mine.
No, I was drinking.
They're all mine.
What are you talking about?
Listen, he comes in my room. He's like, yo, what's good that I could read? That I could... And then I was just like, here's a book that I always want to recommend to people, but I don't because people don't read books that you give them.
You shouldn't recommend that book to people because it's trash.
They're going
to
hate you, dude.
Yeah.
They're going to not read it.
I gave it to him. He's like, he looked at it. He's like, ah, thanks, man. He's like, all excited. I wake up the next day, and then, like...
You read it in one sitting, too?
Yeah, one sitting. That's the man. That's like a 400-page book, too. Something like that. It's a lengthy book. I come up to him in the morning, and I'm like, yeah, it was all right. Fred's, like, decent size. I go up to him, and I'm like, yeah, how's the book? And he's still just about... I see that he's almost done. I'm like, wow. And he's just like, it's good, but... I don't really know what's going on. it's just been kind of reading. Like,
bro, the whole time, it just jumps from one point in time to the other. And it, like, it just doesn't make sense.
The book betrayed expression he has right now because he took that beer and then you took it back. Not even the book. The book, too, but you're like, yeah, give me my beer back. And you're like, that's my beer I was drinking. He's like, all
first of
these
all,
are mine.
You don't just take a man's beer
yeah,
and
exactly.
It disappears, and I'm like, where did my beer
he has
go?
A point. I mean, he bought the beer.
You don't just like go take my beer and then like you open it and I'm like, no, that's my beer, and then you take it back.
That's fine, but when I've been drinking 75% of it and then I look over and then I'm like, oh, did I finish all of my beer? That's weird. I thought
dude,
I had some left. And then,
he could have sucked some dick last night, took a nice nut in his probably mouth, too. And then you're drinking out of that now.
The new hair.
Damn, life is hard.
Regular podcast. I don't know.
Why do I have your herpes on it, bro?
It had 75% of my herpes before,
no,
but
it
didn't change.
No, I'm crushing this.
So, I can't believe he
read
that book.
He's just gonna crush the beer.
I'm actually pretty surprised that he sat through the book.
I'm surprised myself that I sat through the book, but the whole time I was like, okay, they're gonna wrap this up anytime soon. And it was like last page, and I'm like, how's he gonna do this in one paragraph? And then it was just
and
over.
It was all a dream.
Would that have been better if it ended like that?
It would have.
We woke up to his mom saying it's time for school.
If he was just like, the last sentence was like, JK, this is just me writing a shitty book. I would be like, okay.
Yo, we should do that, yo. We should write a fucking book called The Regular
Book.
And then just end it like that. Be like, everything's wrapping up. Just be like, nah, I'm kidding. There's no fucking ending to this shitty ass book. Thanks for buying.
The book
like
does
that.
Have an ending. I'm remembering it now. Basically, the book is about a kid who keeps reliving certain events through his life, but he doesn't really know how it's happening. It's not really explained.
Isn't
a lot of things are not really explained. Sort
it doesn't
of.
Say that
not
he's
really
reliving certain events. It says that
a bunch of different events are sort of like possible, and he gets glimpses of different ones, and he keeps seeing parts of the future that he keeps reliving.
What's the book called?
Every it's called Sigh, Every Sigh, The End, but it should be called The End, Every Fucking Sigh. Because that's how I felt immediately after.
Oh my god, yes! Killed it. Now, he, it starts off like the year before the millennium, and like a few, like 2 years before the millennium, and he keeps going to these parties towards the end of the year, and like throughout the whole time as he's going through them, he keeps, like, the way he's talking, like, he's like, man, I feel like I've done this before. Like, I've already lived through this.
Deja vu.
And yeah, a huge deja vu. And then...
it's also, like, a corny, like drama, like, romance story about, like, how he's... his girlfriend is banging his best friend, but he's banging his girlfriend's best friend.
Everyone's
talking. Yeah, it's like a movie that me and my friend Jeff over there watched. It was, like, this movie called... Y tu mama también. Have you guys read about that? You heard that movie?
I used my ex girlfriend Joanne's HBO Go account, and her brother uses it too. And he watches Y tu mama también all the time.
Why?
What the hell is that? Because
he was in the military, so he couldn't watch porn. So he would just like beat off to the
dude. The ending is like three guys fucking each other. How is he jerking off to that? What the fuck? Nah, dude, I was thinking about the name of that book. It should be called Very Long Sigh at the End. Because after you're done reading, you're like...
no, you still... see, you butchered his really funny joke, and now it's just not funny.
Alright, fuck you guys.
I'm going to edit this part out of the podcast.
I'm trying to ride my coattails.
Damn, son.
I'm saying...
ladies and gentlemen, if you ever read Every Sigh at the End, and you like Ike of the Rain Man's music, then...
stop talking about yourself in third person.
Where did that even come from?
Listen.
If you like the book, you like my music.
If you're a fan of my shit, you'll fucking read that book.
Bro, do you know what the crossover like fandom is?
That's what I'm saying.
The book Every Sigh of the End.
And your music? And I'm like, what?
There's literally nobody.
No, the Venn diagram ends in your bedroom.
The Venn diagram is two circles on different pieces of paper.
And then your bedroom's in the middle. Maybe Bob is like halfway in there.
What's it called? You're actually the only person that I've recommended that book to. It started actually, how that book got around was my friend Adam Berger read it, and then he gave it to Gannon, and they both loved it. And then Gannon. Yeah, the one that died in the ass. And then Gannon was reading it at school. Gannon in high school was the funniest thing because, like, the teachers were, like, he would be, like, the last in, like the row of, like, seats. Yeah. And there would be, like, five people in front of him. But, like, she would only give out, like, five assignments because they knew Gannon wouldn't do it. Like, Gannon would never do nothing.
His
no
work?
Homework. No nothing. Like, he would just sit there. Oh, fucking brilliant. But, was reading that book, and then like I was like, "What are you reading?" He's like, "Oh, it's this book, and I'm like, this zombie book." And he's like, "It's not really about zombies. It's just like, what's it about?" And he's like, "I don't really know." And then he's just like, "But it's like kind of like really creepy." And he starts to explain to me like he's being followed by these cameras, like just the whole. All right, basically the way he described it to me, he was just like, "This kid's going up to parties, and like there's this." He's being followed by people who he doesn't really know who's following him. And then there's, like, this zombie attack at this party on the Millennium that kills, like, a bunch of his friends. But before they actually, like, attack, like, they're all, like, still, like, if they weren't, like, moving.
You're getting
and then there's, like, yeah, there's, like, people, like, doing makeup on the zombies. And they're, like, going up, putting, like, blood on them and stuff. Like, but they're actual zombies. They're frozen. Like, if they were frozen in time. He's explaining the scene
it's
to
such
me.
Such garbage.
And I'm like.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
That's terrible.
It's the worst fucking book I've ever read in my life.
Shit.
So then
I've read the
really tried
every book in the Chronicles of Narnia series.
You mean by Christian is good for you?
Yeah. It was funny because like I saw those
in your life,
I saw those movies and I don't know how I didn't get that from that movie that it was like a Christian book. But then again, I just saw the movie. I didn't read the book, so
it's an allegory, dude. Like it's like everything's a metaphor for something else. Like oh, like Aslan is Jesus. Gonna save us all from our sins.
Number five.
Regular podcast.
Turkish Delight is a metaphor for anal sex.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude. So why does the kid say, like, what do you, what would you like? He goes, Turkish delight. He wants anal sex.
Yeah, it's talking to the priest, obviously.
Oh, is that number six on the Edogawa report. This will be up to you. Actually, geared towards you. Xbox One updates brings huge Blu-ray upgrades and remote features to your Xbox One.
Oh, joy.
Oh, joy.
Important.
Cool upgrades, bro.
Soon be an owner of an Xbox One, so...
Hell yeah, we're going to play together.
Yeah, you guys are going to play your games.
Titanfall?
Your...
Killer Instinct.
I don't have that.
Yeah.
Sorry, and...
It's the only
Sorry, I don't want to play fighting games. To play. Sorry,
it's free. Dude.
You could play. You could play. Call it
Killer Instinct is free.
It's free to download.
Since when?
Sure,
since Fire free. But the first four characters are free, but then every other character.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, we're serious. Bro.
That's the age of gamer we're getting into, where they give you like a taste of it, and it's like $18 for this character.
Are you fucking serious?
I don't know how much the characters
game is
are,
free though. To download. I think it's like $2 or $3 for each character. There's only like seven characters.
So just get really, really good as one
There's
character
no
and
way.
Play online.
They're for sale for like $60.
But when it's random which character you get to pick when you have
it's
the,
not even you can't even
the,
buy it in stores.
Download
only
version with no characters.
But well, hey,
like
you can play your Call of Duty in 720p on your Xbox One.
Because it's a big difference. You can literally see the difference when you're playing 720p and 1080p.
You can.
See it.
No, you can.
When you're playing on a screen.
Well, you're
you don't
Brazilian,
know. You don't
you can't
know if it's 10
good HD TV.
Yep. You don't know if it's 1080 or if it's 720.
First of all, it's
let's
hold on. No, 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 no.
I have like 17.
If you
miles,
can't, if
all
you,
HD.
What? Just stole it.
Hell yeah, stole my TV.
Or okay. I'm in the favela.
The favela.
Favela.
Fucking American
SWAT shop. What's it called? Listen, if you can't tell the difference between 720p and 1080p, it's because you haven't really set. Because
you're
only playing.
I'm sorry, bro. I will put a game on for you,
bro.
If that's 1080p or 720p. I would love for you to see that.
Between 720
I can tell.
Yeah,
and 1080.
That's so dumb. Are you being? You're agreeing with me, right?
I'm just trying to make fun of both of you at the same time.
That's so dumb. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it's ridiculous to say that, like, oh, if you can't tell between like 1080 and 720,
no, not that.
It's like, no, like you're the human.
No, I'm saying that you
like,
just haven't looked at it
that way.
Example.
I know what you mean.
Dark
like,
Souls
if you,
is a difference.
He's playing Dark Souls.
If you put a screen divided with 1080p and 720p, of course you're gonna see a difference. If I put a game on, what is that? 720p or 1080p? You're gonna be able to tell me.
Well,
there's no way in hell.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree with that.
No. How is it that someone could be like, oh, this
because
game is
look different than other, not every game in 1080p
it's
is
720. I can handle this.
Yeah, I'm saying. Who cares?
For a second, get this garbage.
Yeah, get this garbage in my face.
Don't
I can't
play
this
PS4,
game.
Man.
Oh my gosh. First of all, there are people who could count fucking frames and will tell you exactly what the frame of the game is playing. Oh, is it at 45.5?
No lives? I'm sorry. Like,
no, it's people who could see, pick up those things differently.
Why do you
like,
care?
Like, there are people. He's
trolling, but he.
No, for real. Nobody can
see. That's actually
see
the Asian Flash.
People do that when I play fighting games. People can count frames.
That's different. It's a fighting
Counting
game.
Frames in fighting games is way different.
Yeah.
It's slowed down. It's like an attack
exactly.
with three different parts. So that's three frames of animation. Like, but when you're counting frames, like frames per second in a game to tell how fast it's going, like.
First of all,
the
FPS.
Human eye perceives
someone can
60
give you,
frames per second.
No,
so anything,
it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Look at his face. He's like, are you sure? Who's more convicted?
I'm actually pretty sure that the human eye doesn't see a 60 frames.
He's saying, look it up. Here, I'll look it up on mine so you can keep that Edogawa report up.
Yeah, good.
We'll check. But
so anything that's
regular podcast
that,
I think
bet,
it's at 30.
That's why HD... Videos are in 60 frames per second.
Yeah, because it looks different because we are human eyes that look
that's,
used to seeing.
Yeah, like if you
like
go
that.
From watching TV on a regular TV to HD, it looks like everything is like some weird, like faster version of it. But that's because you're seeing it at the normal rate that you would see it like if you were standing behind the camera rather than...
Let's see. It says... Wait till I finish. It says the numbers often cited as the mythological maximum the eye can see are 30, 40, and 60. I would guess the 60 FPS eye seeing limit comes from the fact that most PC monitors have a maximum refresh rate of 60 hertz or 60 frames per second. It doesn't say which one it is. It says 40 frames per second, so you're both wrong.
40?
Yeah.
Is it an arbitrary number?
Yeah, no. That's what it says. Dude, how more precise could you be? How many frames per second
exactly.
can a human eye see?
They say that the video games we have now are 60 frames per second, so that's already, like, more than your eyes is, like, register.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how good it gets after that. Like, you can't receive.
You're going to get a different result doing that. Looking up what I just looked up, you're going to get a different result right now. Fuck.
What?
You're going to get a different result looking up.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Same
yeah.
Looked
let
me, up.
Yeah, just checking. But...
Yeah, who cares? Number 6 on the Edigawa report.
Well, yeah, your Xbox update sucks.
No,
you're getting one.
Yeah.
Good,
because then I get to play and wear out Master Chief Collection on my account, and then now
I ain't
probably
buying no Halo.
I'll buy it
and use it on yours.
No, yeah, I mean, like, that's really all.
You gotta catch me in between Killer Instinct.
Nah, baby.
Dude, I played Killer Instinct, and, like, have you played it? Do you like it?
Sega Genesis does.
Like, no, the original one I liked, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's a bar in Fort Lauderdale called Laser Wolf that has a Sega Genesis there.
Are you serious?
No, now they have the Ninja Turtles machine.
Yeah,
we beat it.
But they give you infinite lives. So
that game is impossible to beat unless you have infinite lives, so I'm convinced. And infinite beers.
Wait, what game?
Like
Ninja
the Turtles in Time arcade machine.
No, it's not Turtles in Time.
Nah,
it's the earlier one.
But
you
go back in time. It's like the same game almost. There's different levels, but it's like the same premise.
No, you don't go back in time. The first level, you fight like Bebop.
Yeah, I always used to get past that.
Bebop is a terrible
back
word.
In Chuck E. Cheese.
In Turtles in Time, you go to
like,
hell like
yeah.
You're on a pirate ship, and then you're in the future, and then you're like
Country Western or the train.
Dude,
all right,
it's a random story, but I remember one time I was in New Jersey when I was driving down here to move here. And they had Ninja Turtles arcade game on, like, the boardwalk or something. And I was trying to play it, and it was fucking stuck on that one dumbass mission where, like, the room is on fire or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's the first level.
Yeah, it was... You were stuck in that room, and everything was on fire, and you couldn't move. Like, there was an elevator right there, but it wouldn't open. You just sit there walking around, and it was just bugged.
Maybe
and I never got to experience it.
This might be a noob.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
So press the A button.
First of all, I was like 5, 6.
They have the go button, like arrow pointing.
No.
I know a hack for a Galaga console, so anytime I see a Galaga machine, I get the high score.
What do you mean?
Like, there's a way to get like almost infinite lives. It's like 99 lives.
Wow.
Arcades are dead anyway,
it's,
so it doesn't matter.
In the very first level, like you kill all of the aliens except like the top left one. And you just let it keep circling around without hitting you for like 15 minutes. And then when you kill it, like you just get like a shitload of lives. So after that, you just get 2 ships and just you can just keep going in the game until you get to 999,999 points. But after that, you have to let them kill off the rest of your lives because it resets score back to zero.
What do you mean? Oh,
like,
if you pass 999,
it goes back to zero.
So how do you get exactly 999999?
Well, you get as close to it as you can,
and
just
stop.
Let them die. But nobody else is ever gonna get that close unless they know the hack, you know.
So like, what's the best score in the world? That's it.
999,999.
How can you be lucky? Like, all right, 7 points left. All right, let's shoot the ship.
Well,
every creature is worth a certain amount,
nah,
so you
basically
saying. Have to do the math.
Count them out, yeah.
Kill this amount of creature this many times.
Number 7 on the Edigawa report. Tekken 7 has been announced.
Ooh.
No.
3D games, 3D game, or fighters are dead, rather.
Yeah.
I just like that they have a fighting kangaroo.
Yeah, and King.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. They had a bear, too.
They have, like, this weird...
Tiger.
But some Tekken is, like, they have this weird,
Jabba,
like, line where it, like, seems
Jabba.
Realistic, but at the same time, it's
like
Devil Jin, and you can fucking throw fireballs. And meanwhile, everyone else says, like, Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah,
and, like,
it was, like, a creature that's a tree.
And, like, and the guy with the tiger head. He's a tiger head, but he doesn't even fucking
King,
bite anyone.
No.
He's, like...
He's a luchador. Like, that's a mask.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was an actual
no,
one.
That's funny, though. It's
spoiler
like,
alert.
What's your special attack? Oh, you got a nice jiu-jitsu move. All right, what's your special attack? I got the fucking fireballs of hell being fucking flying at
you. Yeah, they had the tree guy with the gigantic nose.
Yeah. I don't know. Never been a fan of Tekken, but I know a lot of people care about Tekken.
Tekken's
so.
Okay.
I like Tekken Tag 2.
I like Tekken Tag.
And
I like all the Tekken videos.
About as far as I take Tekken.
There's like a Street Fighter versus Tekken. That game's weird because like you can't do the tag.
Yeah, they're now doing Tekken Cross Street Fighter.
That was canceled.
They just showed like footage of it.
They've been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean cross type?
It was
they did Street Fighter.
There were supposed to be two games.
One in
the style of Street Fighter, and then one style of Tekken. But I believe the Tekken version was canceled.
Yeah, they did one of them, right?
Yeah.
No, I was watching the Maximilian stream on YouTube, and he was talking about it very recently. How like they were showing like
it'd be impossible to adapt Street Fighter characters in the Tekken universe
because
of the projectiles.
I was actually talking about this. Yeah, exactly. I was talking about that at Versus or whatever.
It'd be
like
the Street Fighter moves. There are a lot of projectiles and like.
Like Chun Li would be in, like, you can't make her in the Tekken universe. Like,
how would you throw a Hadouken and then you
just
move around 360
and everything and be like, I don't
know. You know what I mean? If it's a 360 fighter like Tekken, like how are you gonna do Hadouken? You're just gonna fucking move around, like you know, dash to the right or something.
You're gonna put the inputs you do for moves in Tekken, except it's gonna have an animation that looks like it's from Street Fighter.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm saying like. You know how you can move around like in a 3D plane on you know, Tekken?
It
like,
might be
you're
more,
gonna throw
it might
Hadoukens
be like
are,
it might be like in Dead or Alive, because in like Dead or Alive, like it is in a 3D plane, but like if I press down, she goes down.
She ducks.
Yeah, but it,
that's
it,
how
well,
Tekken is too.
But yeah, same thing with Tekken. And I have to have like, if I'm not mistaken, DOA, you have to press like R and then down, and then she'll start to like sidestep. Or
the Dreamcast, you double tapped up or down.
That's what I'm saying. So like, if you throw a Hadouken or something, you just switch to like over here. You know what I mean?
No. But that's what I'm saying. To go into like a different plane, like that's a move. Like if you don't do that move, then you could just press down forward, and you know he'll still do that. I guess the Hadouken. I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that game in a while. If I'm not mistaken, it was rumored to be canceled. And the reason why I even doubt Johnny Baca's statement, not that I don't trust him, is just that I'm on every single video game website all day.
All day,
Zoom reading shit.
You
like,
slept
till
like 3 o'clock today.
Yeah. Pop pop. Well, I was up till 6 o'clock in the morning. Fucking
yeah, it's canceled.
It's canceled.
Yeah,
it's canceled. It's
sure. Oh no, never mind. This says cross cancel because I've typed Street Fighter Cross Tekken and it didn't come up.
But I don't know. I mean, if anything was talked about that game, I would have heard about
it's
X
Street Fighter, not Cross.
No, he said it maybe.
But number 8 on the Edogawa report. This is an interesting one. Wait, anything more to say on Tekken?
I was gonna say I was actually
bring
that up.
The Tekken universe.
Yeah. Not Tekken, but what's it called? Dead or Alive. I saw that yesterday. Dead or Alive 5 for like $10. And I was gonna buy it, but I was like,
oh, Dead or Alive 5 is dope.
Yeah.
For
what?
For Xbox.
It's not Dead or Alive Volleyball. I don't give a shit.
Some guy found like an infinite with like the old dude from Dead or Alive 5 where you just like, you turn on someone's back and the way they like respond getting hit in the back, he just keeps hitting them and like they can't move. And he was showing like him trolling online, like fighting people. He would just like do this move where like he knocks their balance and like he just gets behind them and just keeps doing it, hitting them on the fucking camera. His name's like Jin or...
Yeah, there's Jin.
Yeah, Jin or something like that. He's like the old dude white hair.
This is a DOA? No,
it's not Jin.
Yeah, Dead or Alive. It's not Jin.
Heihachi?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Jin.
Heihachi's a
Jin. Or Jen or something like that. Jen.
No, we're talking about...
Oh, Jen, the old guy.
Yeah.
Jen.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun. Yeah, it says here... Still on Namco's 2014 release slate, and then another one said... That was February 14th.
For Cross Tekken?
Yeah. And then another one says going next gen or canceled, but it's not been confirmed or anything.
That game's just been silent for so long. Then again, Bandai Namco, they have a pretty good track record.
Yeah.
They're not ones to really announce games and just cancel it. It's probably just was put in the vault for a while. It will definitely be a next gen game. That I can guarantee it.
Definitely.
I guarantee it. It's like
the thing is with fighting games though, they have such a longer shelf life than regular games. So it's not like Call of Duty where you can put out a new game every year because they last so long. Like,
King of Fighters did it for a decade.
Yeah, look, they still have Marvel too at a lot of tournaments. Like they, like at Evo, like I guess they kind of pushed it forward, but they still had side tournaments where it was like Street Fighter 2 Turbo or
yeah,
like.
But at the same time, man,
it's fighting games, dude. Like, all of them are timeless because they all have like a unique like way of...
I don't know if Street Fighter Cross Tekken was well received in like
Street Fighter Cross Tekken was broken, dude.
The like, play styles are too different between the games.
Yeah. There was like all these like,
I don't like the feel
gems.
Was
there
funny.
Was this gem aspect to it where you could
okay.
get
oh yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, so like I
Josh
mean,
and Peter really well Josh I know really liked that game.
The game was broken for sure, dude.
Yeah, you couldn't even do at least I couldn't when I was playing it. I only played it briefly at Versus, but like when you did tag matches, if one character died, you lost. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't play with other...
That's
like,
a Tekken Tigers.
Well, it was only tag. I don't think you were able to place just one character in that game. It was
no, I know.
Two.
But I'm saying, like, I that's why I like Marvel vs. Capcom, for example, more than that, because, like, that way you can play with all three. Like, when I first played it, I was playing,
only,
and then a guy died, and I'm like... Or someone died.
That's the only, like,
one?
Area Mortal Kombat always fucks up. Because their games could be so cool if it was, like, a 2-on-2 or a 3-on-3.
They have 2-on-2.
Yeah, I know. But their modes are, like... It's very basic to begin with, and like it's just not fun. Like,
probably afraid of fucking it up.
Yeah,
to be honest, you know.
No, I was like the SNK version of it, where you had to play that character until they died, and the next character came out.
That was cool too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was Capcom versus SNK.
Well, I mean, that was all SNK. You know, all King of Fighters were like
oh,
that.
Oh, they were
so,
like
yeah.
that. Okay.
What Virtua Fighter? Is that a good game?
That's it.
Virtual
Fighters,
Fighters
yeah.
It's really
it's like
tough.
I like it because they
really
bring out.
Yeah, you know, Shenmue is based off that game. Shenmue was originally going to be the story of the guy from Virtua Fighter, but then like
I know it's
they were originally going to make like eight like episodes
Virtua
of that
Fighter.
Game.
Yeah, that's
and
what Shenmue is.
I know that's what I'm saying, but
oh,
they
yeah.
went through two, I think, right?
Yeah, they only went to like three or two of them. There's like 11 left or something ignorant. Like,
I don't think anything's
going to
happen.
Yeah.
They said they might break
Sega Bunny off more than they could chew. Shocking.
Yeah, right?
Don't even talk to me about that. Shenmue is one of the greatest tragedies in like video games.
Oh, I like the
like
Shenmue.
I love
well,
it.
Like,
tragedy is like it might not
well,
never
the Dreamcast
finish.
Was
yeah.
a tragedy.
But I'm saying like it may never finish. But
where did the roofies go? There are three roofies.
Yeah, I saw them too.
I threw everything out that was on top of that. Threw it out. Check the trash.
don't leave the roaches around, man. Like, I got. Well, the first thing I did when I got home was started to clean up because there was roaches. Not only probably just there, but there was a few roaches around
oh,
the house.
Man.
Yeah. what's it called? Sorry, it's instinct when I see trash to
do. Dude, Bakka's about to fucking Super Saiyan.
Right, you stay violating, bro.
Stay violating, B.
Oh, yeah, take it like a joke.
Tekken, that is that. Moving on to number 8. This one's interesting. Alright, it's been a while since I've heard anything about this movie. But they're making a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
I heard about that.
Alright. Like, it's going to theaters, not like just some straight to DVD shit. I had
to
just bring this
backtrack.
Up. And the people, it's a Lionsgate film. And X-Men First Class writers are tapped for this movie. Which is pretty cool because even though I don't like X-Men or any of the movies.
Really?
Yeah, none of them.
Really?
Really, I'm not trolling.
Stealing Power Rangers here.
Yeah, we'll get on that. Well, I've already explained this on regular podcasts in the first few episodes before you were... What? I
don't know.
Now, are they
but
gonna,
I will
are
say
they dealing with, like, the original six?
I don't know.
Are they
Lionsgate and Saban brands have hired X-Men First Class writers Ashley Miller and Zach Stentz to pen the upcoming Power Rangers movie. What's more...
Yeah, I want the dinosaur shit. I don't want to with like traveling through time.
Yeah, it's Mighty
yeah,
Morphin
yeah,
Power Rangers,
yeah.
dude. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tommy the Red Ranger, or whatever.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
I also want all of them to be represented by their color ranger. So Asian yellow, Jew blue, black.
How are they gonna pull this movie off?
They already pulled off the greatest movie ever, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie,
that
and
was...
even better, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the
Turbo.
Movie, the game.
Are you oh my god, yes, that game! Oh my god, I remember my friend rented that. It was like a Saturday morning. It was like he rented it the night before. Swear to God,
oh,
he
yes,
like
right?
knocks
epic,
at
yeah.
my door 6 o'clock in the morning. My parents weren't home, and he's like, "Bro."
Ed two
he
plays,
would not
you
allow me to
them.
Be the White Ranger.
Wait, what do you
he
mean?
Wouldn't allow me to be the White Ranger. Like, he was a fucking piece of shit. He wouldn't let me play the White Ranger.
As his character?
Yeah! And he was the coolest one!
Tommy was the best, man.
Dude, what's it called? I was actually... There's this website I watch. I gotta put you guys on the website. I don't know if you guys like old school Nickelodeon and shit like that. But there's a website called Nick Reboot. And they have even all the old commercials, all the old bumps and all that shit from, like, you know, like, 90s, 2000s and shit. And, like, they actually showed a commercial for the exact game you're talking about. Like, isn't it, like... 8 levels or something like that, and like you gotta.
It was a speed 'em up.
Yeah,
like a side scroll beat 'em up.
But it had two planes. You could flip between the planes.
What do you mean?
Like you there was a back level and a front level, and you could you push the button in like L or something because it was SNES,
oh.
And you would flip to the other one, and then you'd be like fighting over there, and you could flip back over. Bro. So it's like you're moving north and south. You're just like flipping between two different lines.
That's pretty
Please
intense.
Name a game. I guess that game that I had an SNES. I don't think I've ever played a game that like used the L and R button. Like, what the fuck were those buttons
I think
there for?
Super
Star
Mario
Fox.
World used L and R.
That's how you do barrels.
Barrel.
Super Mario World used L and R. You can look ahead in the map.
Yeah, it's
not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. I mean, it was like if you want to like navigate ahead, which doesn't matter. It's like it's like an open world adventure.
Funny, actually, yeah. Nintendo was the first ones to ever do that.
Well, Genesis players. Had the six buttons. No, the Saturn had the six. No, the Genesis. Had
Genesis,
six buttons.
Yeah. What did?
The Saturn had triggers.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the Master the Master System had as far as, like, their buttons.
It was Commodore 64, bro. Get on my level. No, I'm just kidding.
You're actually able to play Genesis controllers on the Commodore 64.
You guys ever played on the Commodore 64?
My brother bought one off eBay. It was just a thing to keep around the house.
Fail.
Indeed. Well, I guess... That's that. I am very excited to see what they're going to do with this movie. Just because, like, what?
I want
to
know, like, who, I want it to be, like, the original store. I want the Green Ranger to make an appearance and transform to the White Ranger and have the talking lion sword. I want all the original shit for nostalgia. Because nostalgia's the shit.
And they all have to do, like, a 15-minute, like, opening intro for their, like, Megazord.
Now, do they only transform into the Megatron once? What was it called? The
Megazord?
Megazord, yeah. Like, they only do it once because that's how they end in every episode. So
yeah.
Is it going to be, like, the final conclusion or are they going to have, like, a big... Yeah, it's probably just be, like, a 20-minute battle. Is Rita going to be in it?
Oh, my God. Rita and, what was her...
Started with the Z, the guy that
Lord
was his
Zed.
Boss.
Lord Zed was such a badass.
I remember when they had, like, the special when he was, like, introduced and I was like, oh, my God.
You know what was actually, like, really awesome as well? Like, some of this... Even though Mighty Morphin Power Rangers... I watched my Power Rangers for a while. But some of the series after that were actually kind of good, too.
Yeah, what's it called?
No. The more, like, recent ones are horrible, but, like, the last good one I thought was, like... Power Rangers in Space.
Yeah, that's the one.
I fucking
called,
love
like,
that.
Power Rangers?
I saw the first episode
Lost?
Recently.
No.
And
oh,
it's
yeah,
like
that show.
Star Wars and Power Rangers.
No, yeah, that one was
like
good.
It opens up in like a bar where like all the first episode of all like the old Power Rangers villains that they've all fought and they're all sitting there like, we finally killed them off, those fucking sons of bitches. And like the last season of the Power Rangers, it just ended with all of them just getting annihilated. That's awesome.
What?
Power Rangers Turbo? Was right before...
Who got the bad guys or them? The
Power Rangers all got wiped out. Like, they lost their powers.
Oh, then they got killed.
Shit. Well, close as you can.
Try to think of the Power Rangers in Space, what it was called. It's not called Power Rangers in Space.
Yeah, it is.
No, it was like...
No.
It was like...
Power Rangers in Space, dude.
It really is. No.
Wasn't there
a
video...
sixth season? Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's fucking awesome.
Wasn't there a video online where it was all the Power Rangers ever in a war against all the villains ever? And, like, there was a gazillion putties?
I didn't see that.
Check on YouTube. This is like personal reasons. Yeah, dude. Like, it's awesome.
Dude, Power Rangers in Space is raw. And
also, the
like...
Power Rangers Ninja Turtles crossover. No?
Oh, yes! Power Rangers in Space! Yeah, Power Rangers in Space had an episode where the Ninja Turtles were in it.
No way.
Yeah. Yes. That was like, I think, an American season because normally the original Power Rangers, the only American part of it was like when they're at like the diner. And everything else is brought over from Japan, like the actual when they're all fighting in costumes. I like legitimately believe like that was the actors.
No, it had to have been.
No, because it was originally a Japanese program. If you looked at Rita's talking, it was all dubbed.
No,
we missed it at the time because we were like 9.
No, but they're all American actors, dude. In the sense of
well,
like
when they had the suit on, that was shot in Japan.
No,
I
couldn't have been. Because think about it. You see them fight without the costume.
When I found out, I know, but when they had the costume on and shit,
yeah, you can't,
that was...
You wouldn't be able to tell. It's probably from Japan. Was this
when I found that out? I was like,
maybe they replaced.
But here's the thing, though. Because
it's originally a Japanese show, and they brought it over.
Well, they made their own version of it because they've been. Yeah, you're right.
I think the fighting scenes they took from Japan just straight up. And
this I'm 100%.
So you think they also like? With
I remember certain fight scenes where Tommy has like he has like when he first got the white suit.
I think that was a little bit later on.
And he had his sword to the side. And he's literally whooping these guys' ass without the helmet. You see him really doing all
but
these.
But that's the thing, like
I think the White Ranger might have been something different, but like the Megazord shit, I think that was made overseas too.
Yeah, no, probably because they had so much.
Keep
like,
the Bandai
keep,
are like a,
keep this
Bandai
going.
Bandai also did Sailor Moon and shit. Like that's kind of where they start everything.
Yeah.
And they just bring it over.
And plus, like they had, I mean, Japan.
Which
would
by the way, side note,
Sailor
Moon's relaunching. No biggie.
Yeah, Sailor Moon.
We talked about that last one.
Yeah. Item number 9.
Crystal.
Yeah. Nah, man. What was I gonna say?
Power Rangers.
Yeah, Power Rangers.
They were really
what
fighting.
Was I gonna say? No, yeah, no. They could just edit that, though. Like, they could have edited that scene where he took his helmet off. Like, that could have been actual American actors.
No,
just
I think,
back on
I think the initial, like, the initial episodes were definitely brought over. I think they might have made some adjustments to Americanize a little bit more.
They,
when they brought in the
they
little
took the idea
become the Blue
of,
Ranger, because the Blue Ranger was gay and he was being, like, persecuted.
No,
on
they
set.
They took the idea of, like, these kids turn into superheroes and fight.
I thought at one point I read that it was brought
from
over
Japan,
and it
yeah.
really devastated me when I was, like, 14.
This is the one I was thinking about. Sorry to get off topic. Lost Galaxy. That's the one I liked. Power Rangers. Lost Galaxy. I remember that shit. That shit was fucking nice.
Lost Galaxies. That was after Space. I didn't like it.
That was the one right after Space. That was raw. And
there
was
one where they all drove ATVs.
Yeah. There was one with, like, a cop. Like, a Power Ranger cop. You guys remember that?
Yeah,
I even had his toy, and there was like a cop car of him that I got from Toys R Us, and like you open him up, and he would like turn into like the Megazord version of like the cop. It was fucking sick, dude. But he was an asshole in the show. Like he was an asshole, and then he was good, and then he turned into an asshole again or something like that.
They just had bad strategy. Like Zordon had bad strategy for them. It's like just go to the Megazord and immediately just smash the putties. You know, like. It makes no sense, and they never even used any of their like tigers or anything to fight. They just used them to transform.
They have a new Power Rangers coming out apparently called Dino Charge.
So they're going back to dinosaurs?
Yeah.
That's the initial one.
What the fuck? It says, when an intergalactic bounty hunter comes to Earth looking for the Paragon Prisms, which I don't know what the fuck that is, entrusted to an alien who lost them during the asteroid bombardment that resulted in extinction of dinosaurs, the Dino Charge Power Rangers are formed to find the Paragon Prisms first.
So it's like an archaeology crossover.
Yeah. What the fuck? That's weird. That sounds dumb.
So people with a master's degree in archaeology and also martial art background have something to do.
No, look, yeah, he's right. Like, for example, right. Super
Got
Mega
the
Force,
answer.
The
Got
season
the answer.
Uses...
Listen to what I have right here. In most cases, the person inside the ranger suit is always a stunt double. Companies typically don't allow their primary actors to do stunts because of the greater potential for injury. However, there were some exceptions with the Power Rangers, the original series. In the first season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, all the American footage that featured the Rangers were pretty much... All of it had the real actors in the suits for these scenes because they didn't have a stunt crew for the Rangers. They only had a crew for the villains.
Oh, so they did that.
Also, Johnny Young Botch, the actor that played Adam, also confirmed to do a lot of his own Black Ranger stunts in the movie because his stunt double for the movie was unavailable to do a lot of stunts due to injury.
So it was all shot in America?
Yeah.
It's not what I'm reading here.
Hold on.
Says... This season uses for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, like season 1 for example. This season uses footage from Kyoru Sentai Zuyu Ranger, and then like you click on it and it's the title card.
That's what
for
I thought it was.
The Japanese Power Rangers.
Oh, they have the same costumes?
Yeah, they have the same. It's all the same. It's just translated into English when they're speaking, but. Maybe
they
dubbed
over it, I think, and then the scenes with their people, obviously, that's them.
I'm sure a lot of stock footage.
After the first season was such a resounding success among kids, I mean, I remember watching the premiere episode, that they probably took in, like, all right, let's Americanize this, because that's what America does.
That's what they did. They probably started off with some stock footage.
Yeah.
And
then it was probably super cheap to make the original season. They had that one room, and it's like, yeah, our after-school cafe, let's all hang out there. And they had, like, Bunk and what
you know, it's funny, like, in Persona 4, like, when you watch, like, when your little sister's, like, watching TV when you go in your room, it's just, like, a still image of all the Power Rangers. And it was, like, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and I was like...
Like an actual image of it, or is it like a...
It was an actual image of it, and I was like, huh, I never knew that Power Rangers was, like, big in Japan. I was like, but that whole fighting robots thing.
Yeah, the kaijus and everything.
But I didn't know, and they called it that.
Yeah, kaiju.
Kaiju Warrior. Oh, yeah, it's funny you say that. Yeah, now it's all coming back to me. Because it actually taken, like, real things from Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
I was like... I didn't realize that it was like, the exact same outfits.
It ruined my childhood when I heard it. I was like, what? I was like, Kim was not in the pink suit.
Dude, I don't know if I could have handled some shit like that back then.
It's
like watching Inception. A movie like Inception and putting in, like, 1988.
It's like
Nick Schwartz thing. He's like, you can imagine if, like, people in, like, 1960s watched Transformers, like, now.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Even worse. Like, what if you went to, like, the 1960s and brought an iPad?
Yeah. It's like,
the touchable screen you can watch movies on.
When the iPhone came out, it was, like, shocking. If you don't have a touchscreen phone, it's like, who the fuck a drug dealer? Like, a murder phone.
Oh, man.
Fuck. Hey, I think you...
But I will say,
I think
you
pissed off Baka, man.
Well, he's outside. Oh, he'll be back.
No, he went upstairs.
Huh?
He went upstairs.
He's probably rolling another joint.
He does have a joint rolling station.
Yeah.
He gave me the grand tour. He's like, this is my joint rolling station.
Are you serious?
And I was like, all right.
Let me explain something to you, ladies and gentlemen of a regular podcast. If I come home, there's, like, a joint, like, just a little joint there.
No, I saw the pieces.
There's
small.
A joint there. There's, like, one on the floor. There's, like, two over there. Like, I'm going to throw that shit out. I'm sorry. Like, you know, it's trash.
I gotta work on some base.
You leave
some base and rules. That's how roommates.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's how you get, like, resentful and keep it in for a while and you get in a fight. I live by myself, so I'm just like,
naked.
You threw all those joints away.
Yeah, dude. Hey, you guys end up getting another fight because of the PS4, bro.
No, I forget that he takes up all the roaches and then he just, like, rolls them up later. So I gotta, like, keep them on the thing. But at the same time, common currency, don't leave fucking roaches all over my house as well. Because I pay half the rent.
That's true.
More than you, actually. Regular podcast.
Okay. Woo! He doesn't listen to this.
No. I'd say that, too. I was just telling him. But, ending on the Power Rangers thing, they got some good people working on it. Like, Lionsgate being the distributor, and then just the writers, which is weird. I don't know how they're going.
It could
to
be an hour and a half
movie.
Long episode of the original Power Rangers, like the exact same plot beginning to end, and I'll be
they,
happy.
They're gonna have to have an updated look under, like, armor or something. They're actually gonna have to be like.
I hope the putty's a little bit harder to beat than just hitting him in the chest. It's like a very, very glaring weakness to have a giant plate in your chest that will incinerate you.
You know, when I first watched the Power Rangers movies, like, back in the day, like, that was, like, the shit. Like, and you could see if you even watch it now, like. Like, their costumes just look different because there's actually, like, instead of, like, it just being, like, some, like, leotard shit, like, it's, like, actually, it looks like it's, like, a little, like, plate.
Bro, I was obsessed with Power Rangers back in the day.
Yeah,
like,
I was
Red
obsessed.
Ranger, dude? That was my fucking dude.
I thought Pink Ranger was, like, one of my first big crushes. I'm like, Kim!
I remember my fucking first, the first number I ever got, listen to this shit, was in kindergarten, okay? And
watch out.
I know, watch out.
Kindergarten player.
Watch out. No, I'm just saying that because it's relevant. And I call the girl up. I start talking about Power Rangers. I'm not even going to remember this conversation. And girls' fucking favorite Power Rangers was always the Pink Ranger. And guys' favorite Power Rangers was always the Red Rangers. I don't care what you guys say. You can say now your favorite Ranger is someone else. But when you guys were young, the Red Ranger was the shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was the leader. Favorite.
Yes, he was.
Green or White Ranger for me.
Well, yeah. But that
After he came in.
And it sounds weird, but, like, I always really liked the Black Ranger, too.
And then when
I always liked him, and then I liked him even... He became, like, my second favorite when... When he had, like, the Black Ranger mantle for the longest, still it was Adam, the guy who replaced
the Black Guy.
The Black Guy. I had his name. Zach. Zach was the man.
It was Zach, Sonya, Kimberly, Jason.
Fuck all that.
No.
My favorite, the Silver Ranger. That's my fucking dude. The Silver Ranger was a fucking badass.
I don't think I remember
that.
That
was Power Dude Space.
That was later.
Are you sure? Yeah. Like a V, like as his mask. It wasn't like just eyes.
My favorite was the Gold Ranger.
I liked how the Green Ranger was a bad guy, and then he became a good guy, and the White Ranger was a bad guy, and then he became a good guy. And it's like, Tonic,
kind of
when are you going to learn? Yeah. But then he had his own, both times he had his own, he had the flute, and then he had the talking sword.
Yeah.
He stood alone. If I was him, I would have been like, I'm going solo on this match. I'm bringing the Pink Ranger with me, deuces, Jason.
Yeah, you know what's weird? I remember a Power Rangers series where the first episode, they killed off the Red Ranger. They just killed him off. Like,
I feel like that's a little dark for kids' show.
No, yeah, he died. Like, he literally died, and like he came back as like another color ranger. I forget what color.
That was the Green Ranger, and he came back as a White Ranger.
He died.
I think so, right? That's how they transitioned.
Nah, the one I watched was like a newer one. I remember it was like.
I don't think it was like on the movie.
6 years ago, not brand new, but it was newer. You know, 6-8 years ago, and like the Red Ranger came out. And had a battle, and he died. And I'm like, what? How do you kill the fucking Red Ranger?
Just
and then, like,
that,
later, he came back as, like, a different color. Or he was, like, a bad guy, and had to, like, revert him to... It was weird, dude. I don't fucking know.
Classic Power Rangers plot.
Power Rangers. Shout out to the Power Rangers. Follow me on Twitter if you don't. @Buster_Hyman.
You guys remember Beetleborgs?
Dude, yes, I remember Beetleborgs. Every time I ask you about that, they're like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, are you serious, bro? Beetleborgs are wrong.
I couldn't tell you anything about it. I remember having a toy.
I had a toy. It was like a little fucking sword thing where it had like a handle and like a thing right here, and you'd wind it up and it would like spin. It was like a little drill. At the same time, it was like a fucking sword. It would like open up and turn into a sword. That was my favorite fucking toy when I was a kid, yo. Beetleborgs. Big bad Beetleborgs. That was the shit, yo. I can't believe you just brought that up.
I watched a few episodes recently.
Bad?
It's like unwatchable. Unless like you're sitting with like a group of friends and you're drinking beer and just like enjoying like the shittiness because it's like it's bad. Even like the old episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, it's like that too.
It's all pretty contrived.
It's because they're not as bad as Beetleborgs, but Beetleborgs is just.
I like the Beetleborgs, and every time I bring them up, people don't remember that.
You guys have Netflix. Go look up Beetleborgs.
I'm on nostalgia. Do you guys remember a show called Reboot on Cartoon Network?
Yes.
These blue guys and like they lived like in a computer or whatever.
Yeah, Reboot.
That was a fucking show. Yeah, nobody remembers that show.
I remember that show.
That show was amazing. Thank you for remembering it.
I didn't like it at first, and then I just started to watch some episodes, and then I just
serious.
Like, and then I eventually just had to watch all of it. And
wasn't the last episode like the fucking like the thing was exploding and had to like get away or something? I can't remember. Like that show was amazing though.
I don't remember.
But yeah,
been a man of its time, kind of like Beast Wars. The only good Transformers things I've ever really enjoyed.
Well, if you watch the CGI now, it's like laughable,
but it's still like really good.
What?
I mean, that show, probably. I don't know if it holds up. I mean, like, not the graphics.
The best
like,
thing about nostalgia is, like...
That show won,
until
like,
Emmys,
recently,
you weren't able to revisit things.
No.
And now everything's so easily accessible, it's really, really
I watched a few episodes of Beast Wars, like, probably, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
I remember the time.
In my opinion of shit from 3 or 4 years ago hasn't changed at all, as far as, like, content-wise. And I was like, oh, this show is still awesome. It looks funky. But here's the thing, though. You go back and watch, like, Batman the Animated Series, and, like, I'm like, oh, man, like, this is still awesome. And I appreciate
That's
it.
The
and
thing.
I didn't realize.
A lot of, like, anime stands up over
but
there.
But
yeah,
no.
I
mean,
Akira's still amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
But it holds up with its writing, too. And the writing and its acting. Like, the story
like,
that
I could
it's
watch Batman Beyond.
Like,
well, that's animated again. I could watch Batman Beyond over and over. I fucking love it.
But here's the thing, though. Even Batman the Animated Series has its, like, it does have, like, its moments where it's, like, Batman just says, like, these lines, and it's just, like, you start cracking up because it's just so corny.
It's just, like,
ugh, I don't know.
No, man, yeah. Like, I'm watching Trigun and rewatching it all over again on Netflix. Fucking amazing. You guys watch Trigun?
I watched Trigun.
I have. Years ago.
Bash this stampede.
Did not sit through all Trigun.
I didn't, when I was younger, I didn't go out and search it. Like, I just watched it when it was on Adult Swim. And I was like, damn, the show's pretty cool.
Or Toonami.
And then fucking, now it's on Netflix, and I've been watching it, and I'm like, dude, this show's so good. So fucking good.
Indeed. But we're ending things because we probably segued as hard as we could. Yeah, off of Power Rangers.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. Talking about Power Rangers for 30 minutes. I fucks with that.
But we shall possibly get back to Die Out and finish up regular podcasts.
So
but as usual,
look at that.
Let's do the Die Out and the in-between song before we shout out everybody and finish everything.
Sounds good.
The compositions of a heartbreaker. Yes, homie, don't you even go there. You in a line of cold fire and I don't care. Blah. What am I? Shinobis hit him. I followed the white rabbit. I had to tamper the system. Cause in this lane of mine, I'm tripping off of reality. And if I ever told you I love you, don't mistake this for insanity. I changed my name from Joe Schmo to Amazing. Mr. Ico, KO Cannon, I'm blazing. And I'm a monster. When I speak, the Trump speaks.
Don't be mad, all right? We're back to regular podcast. We're going to die out the show. It's been a long night. It's late. Everyone's tired.
Handful of ass beating.
Hating. We're about to get in some Super Smash Brothers, all right? And in some Injustice.
Y'all can play.
And we're about to hand everyone's ass. Baka's mad that he doesn't play Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers is not a real fighting game, bro. Literally, like, the technique is, smash forward A and then hit somebody off the screen and wait till they float back and smash forward A again. Like, what is like the technique or strategy in that?
You want to look
there
at that way.
A lot more.
We can look at Marvel vs. Capcom where you press square, triangle, circle, X, and then just press
circle, triangle, circle, X. Melee is the most purest fighting game. The purest fighting game is Street Fighter 2 fighting. Like, that is like what every fighting game engine is built off of. Like, every single fighting game character owes their existence to fucking Ryu.
But that's the thing. These aren't even fighting game characters. These are games from
They're Nintendo characters. Yeah. But if you're claiming that it's a fighting game and it has zero elements of any, like, traditional fighting game...
That's the thing. It's not a traditional fighting game.
Yeah. It's a... niche, like, subgenre of fighting game. It's like a party
No. That game, you saw the tournament fights.
Bro.
Like, there's no way you can, like...
Smash was the least fucking hype event of the entire EVO tournament.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the podcast. The world's most regular podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or Podomatic. Google Regular Podcast / Ico the Rain Man.
Don't forget to
never again.
Hey, Tupac, if you're listening to this, follow me on Twitter at Vic Von Doom.
Does Tupac have a Twitter? Like an official Twitter? They would get an official Twitter.
He has one, but it's under an alias. He's on an island.
That's funny. You can follow me on Twitter at Ico the Rain Man. You can follow John Roy Baca at Vic Von Doom. Sir?
So juvenile. SOJEWVENILE.
Indeed. And don't follow Buster_Hyman.
Yeah, don't follow me.
Follow him and then unfollow him. So then he can look at his phone and be like,
I'm gonna care.
Notification.
Hey, I got a notification.
Yo,
and then he looks at his screen
and
then it's like one less friend.
Look at this. I have like a fuck ton of
one less person who gives
on
a
my
shit.
Twitter, follow requests on my Twitter, and I haven't. I've never even looked.
Oh,
at
yeah, you're so popular.
No, I don't care about Twitter.
Oh yeah,
because I don't care about.
He's blew up ever since he started fucking with OP5.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what it was. acceptance from random people, strangers online is
right.
What I live for. You know,
that
I love
feeds
it.
Feeds me.
Well,
feeds me.
You do host a pretty regular podcast on the internet. So.
That's true.
You probably
but I do it for fun.
But you're always on Twitter.
He wants people
I'm
to
never
like
on
him.
Twitter. When am I ever on Twitter?
You're always
you love,
on Twitter.
Yeah, you love
I
Twitter.
Love Twitter, yeah. Yeah.
He's always like,
I should be
shit on Twitter, bro.
I should be the fucking spokesperson.
Dude,
for
every Facebook post of his is your Twitter feed.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, you know what? I have that thing, that fucking gay ass thing where your Twitter feed automatically injects itself into your Facebook feed.
Not really.
So whatever you post on Twitter becomes your Facebook
you
post.
Stay like in my Facebook.
Bitch.
Shit's going down, son. Alright, that calls for it. Melee is about to go in. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. And have a good night.
Listen, bro, I don't talk politics. I don't understand. All I see is robots in the sky, mama. Hold my hand.